Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the sunny voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, ready to go in short order as we make you hungry with the Food Show, coming to you every afternoon on WWL Big 870 and on our FM HD2 channel, which is where you're actually listening to me right now. And thank you for dropping in and spending a little time with us. You know, it's always fun to have a friend out there somewhere who will make your days happier than they might otherwise be. And I keep looking, and one of these days I'm going to find one. In the meantime, I
You're stuck with me.
You beat me to it, but Mary Ann, my wife Mary Ann is here. Also, it should be said more than I say it, she more or less created this program, and by hiring me back a million years ago, it was, so, you know, I can never remember. I know you can.
Yeah. 1988.
What a year. What a, and you know what came the year after that? 1989. And I'm telling you, I'm really proud of 1929. I mean, wait, no. You know, I knew I shouldn't have started in on that.
Sometimes I think you were alive in 1929.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I often think that. Hey, today is a really special day for you.
Really?
Happy anniversary.
Oh, I see.
Yes. It's Tom's favorite day of the year. Oh, no is the answer to that, but you have told them so many times already that it's only fair that we say it. But had I had my druthers 30 years ago, I would have put the lid on that. It's Tom's prom night anniversary.
Yep. There it was, 1967.
Mm-hmm.
Long story. And if you have ever read any of my stuff with any kind of regularity, if you read it long enough, you're going to get that whole story on what happened on prom night.
You're also going to wonder a few things, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, I know everybody in your family, once they got, I remember one of your brothers in particular.
Yes, indeed. I remember you had gone to, it was like two nights before the wedding, and you had the bachelor dinner, because Tom's, you know, too geeky to have like a wild bachelor party. So they had a bachelor dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack.
And my brother, when we returned, my brother said to me, Tom just told me this really interesting story. And I couldn't imagine, because I knew there were a bunch of them out there. So I was wondering which one, and I was ready to, you know, be embarrassed about it. And so he told me the prom night story. And then there was just this pregnant pause and dead silence. And he looked me right in the eye and he goes,
"Your brother did.
Is he kidding?" And I went, no. And so that was kind of the whole conversation, and, you know.
Well, you know, it can't have been.
What can you say?
It can't have been so bad, because here we are 30 years later and still at it. So I've just gone right on ahead. That was a fun evening, though. It was a complete failure. In case you're wondering.
Well, no, Andrea gave you a dinner, didn't he, or something?
Andrea wasn't even around.
Oh, wait. What was the deal?
What was the deal?
No, you had my brothers and a couple of other people, and you all had dinner. Where'd you have dinner?
We didn't all have dinner.
Oh.
No, you're mixing up your legends.
Mm.
Anyway, no, I was the whole thing was a study in loneliness, really, more than anything.
Oh, this is a pathetic start to the show. Can we move on?
Yeah, sure.
Today is also National Biscuit Day.
National Biscuit Day.
And I have so much to say about biscuits.
Can I say something really quick that'll let you? Okay. Yes, dear.
Go ahead. What?
I've been making my own biscuits for a long, long time, since I was a kid, really. I don't even remember how it was I learned to do it, except my mother probably had something to do with
it. I'm guessing, yeah.
And I loved them from the get-go. And so years later, here you come with all of your family and everybody, and that one, near as I can tell, likes to have really good homemade biscuits. So we're talking about... And whenever
my family wouldn't know a homemade anything if it fell on them. Yeah, my mother was the queen of cans and such. All biscuits consumed by the Cannell family came out of that little Pillsbury dough thing that you went whack.
Those are so good.
And then you unrolled it, and that was our biscuits, potatoes out of a box.
Well, somehow in the early years of this show. You could even say the early weeks of this show, somebody asked me and they said, how do you make homemade biscuits? And I thought about it very briefly, and it just came right off the top of my head. The critical thing to know about it is that you have three ingredients, and that's all you ought to have. Some people might add some other things, but three...
Like cheddar cheese.
Cheddar
jalapenos,
cheese. Neither one
corn.
Of those.
Corn. Go ahead.
That's for just goosing it up a little bit. No, what you have is all-purpose flour. Oh, not, excuse me, wrong one. The kind of...
Self-rising.
Self-rising flour. I started out doing it with Crisco, but changed my mind and started doing it with butter, because it turns out that was better than Crisco was in terms of health.
I think just about everything is better than Crisco.
Yeah. And then, could be. And then the last item, and this was something I added on my own, and that is buttermilk. I mean, it's the one thing that nobody seems
delish,
to remember.
Yes.
And you fold it all together, and you do it in a genteel sort of way. And then you pop it in the oven, and you get a little almost crunchy top at the bottom and in the middle and the sides, too. And you load them up with more butter. And that, my friends, is buttermilk biscuits.
Mm. So I'm going to pose the question to the audience, because I do believe...
Do we
believe...
have to pose? How about this? This would be great on radio. I mean,
insist
on TV,
that you stay that way for the entire show.
Oh, all right.
I demand it. Two camps for biscuits.
Yeah.
Well, not buttermilk or other, but I think most people have come to conclude that buttermilk biscuits are pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But the two camps would be, are you a cut biscuit person, or are you a drop biscuit person?
Yeah, good question.
I feel like maybe never the twain shall meet, except in one instance, which is my favorite biscuit in town.
Mm. And what would that what might
to be
that
found be? In the little kiosk at St. Rock Market, and I'm trying to, I think it's Feta Fet, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's a gigantic, I call it a buffin. Because it's really, because it's really a biscuit that looks like a gigantic muffin overflowing the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty scrumptious, I have to say. I really do like it. Also today, in nomenu.com, in all the fun little stuff on the bottom there, is a meat and three reference.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where the biscuit and the meat and three overlap. They converge. The meat and three, you were saying that there's no actual reason to have a meat and three, except if you are interested in revisiting the world of the diner from yesteryear.
It is. That's what it is.
Well, it is.
I wouldn't put them down, but you have to be careful about what you're getting, because this is some very street-friendly kind of, it's not your really classic anything. It is just very well made in its own special way.
Comfort kind of food. But
I couldn't have said
at the Windsor Court, every day at lunch, I'm not sure about weekends, but they have their meat and three, which is hardly diner fare. And before you eat the meat and three, there are delectable little biscuits that come in a white folded over napkin in a little basket, and they do have cheese in them, and they have herbs in them, and they're absolutely impossible to stop eating. Fortunately, they're small, but I mean, if you have 20 of them, then that kind of cancels that out. But those two things overlap on today's NoMenu.com, buttermilk biscuits and the meat and three, overlapping at the Windsor Court.
Yeah, they're not kidding either. You would think that that would be the last place to go to check out something like that, but they really do a job of it.
It's delicious.
A lot of different little side dishes. A lot of fun.
And very ample portions, like really ample portions that you know, enough for another meal later.
Yeah. Anyway. You are listening to The Food Show on 105.3 FM HD2. And if you want to really hear it as it was meant to be heard, get yourself one of those HD radios. They are not expensive. They sound fantastic. I mean, even if you're playing around with, let's say, an AM radio station, you will be astonished by how good this sounds. And also, you find them extending their programming way, way out into the hinterlands. Just because, it carries farther. So not expensive. Put it in your car. You might already have one in your car, in fact. And if you do that, you will have a new appreciation for this program because we're always able to change a little something in the
delivery.
Deliveries. Yeah, okay.
I just go for the quickest one. Just yank it right out.
The what?
I go for the quickest word. Just yank it right out.
Okay.
Yeah. 260-6368 if you would like to weigh in on the biscuit question.
Yeah. I have this other thing here, and it proves to me that certain celebrations can double up on themselves, and here is one of them. Today, according to two different authorities, says that it is Apple Pie Day.
We did that last week.
But you tell me we did it again last week, but I don't think that was a different...
Can we get the biscuit one up?
Let's get the biscuit one up because that's
today's.
Yeah. Squinch it on down here.
260-6368. Does someone want to talk to us, Doug?
260.
No.
Oh, gosh. That's harsh.
Oh, that is brutal. So what? We need to take a break or something? Or
we could probably do that. I'm not sure if they want one yet. He doesn't want it.
Well, then what are you saying, Doug? Wait, what?
Okay. No, they can't.
No. Okay, but I don't know why you were talking to me. That's what I'm wondering. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. We went to our usual spot for lunch today.
You know, we go there so often that I almost hate to talk about it, but I also hate to not talk about it because there are certain things about this restaurant that you really find surprisingly good, and at the prices they charge, it gets even better than that. Three restaurants.
Yeah, New Orleans Food and Spirits.
New Orleans Food and Spirits is the name of it, but there are three all together. Yeah, there's the one in Mandeville. They're in.
Is Covington?
No.
There's West Bank.
It's West Bank.
And there's the one at the lakefront.
And the one...
Not actually the lakefront. It's like in Bucktown.
It's in Bucktown. And anyway, all of these have some really great neighborhood restaurant kind of food in them. That's at the beginning and pretty much stays with them to the end. And it is... It's one of those things that... The more you get into it, the better you like it. Where was I going with this?
Good red beans.
Terrific red beans. And they have this great combination as a special that they run.
Everyone knows exactly what you're going to say next.
The rabbit?
No.
Isn't that Thursdays, though? Thursdays,
you never eat the rabbit there because you're never there on Thursdays. You're there on Mondays.
Yeah, well, even if you are there on...
Tuesday
on rabbit, you might be in trouble because it's so popular that they sell it out like that every
fast day. As a hare.
Exactly right.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Bucktown, has anybody been to the new Mama Thai restaurant that has been many restaurants? The last one was that barbecue joint. It's right there at Lake, right next to Schaefer Seafood. It's right on the corner of Lake Avenue and Old Hammond Highway. And I'm wondering, since it's called Mama Thai, I'm wondering if maybe it could be a new iteration.
Maybe a Thai restaurant?
If it could be like a new iteration of the Chauvins.
The who?
The Chauvins. La Thai, Mama Chauvin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now that would be interesting to find
out. I mean, because, you know, she got out of the business, but she is not someone who's going to stay out of the business.
No, I don't think. She's a tough bird.
So anyway, if anyone knows the answer to that, let us know. 260-6368, 260-MENU, and we'll be back.
Oh, hello there. Welcome back. You are listening to The Food Show. It's coming to you on 105.3 FM HD2. Love to have you. Give us a call, 260, whatever is you feel like evacuating us, 260-6368. And, you know, here we are all of 2 days into Mother's Day. Mother's Day is over for this year. I know you are a mother because, well, you know, it's you and it's me and we've been married and we've had kids. And so I think you're a mother. You're a mother.
Qualified, yes.
Definitely qualified as
qualified
a mother.
Qualified for that.
So how did your Mother's Day come out?
My Mother's Day was wonderful.
Yeah?
I had an early Mother's Day when Jude was here earlier in the week.
Our son.
And it was a great end of the week, and I just had a wonderful homemade Mother's Day card from our incredibly talented daughter. She knows that that is all I really want for Mother's Day, and they're always incredibly heartfelt and just so beautiful.
And they are incredible, too.
And I loved it. And yesterday we went to the Gash Lake House and sat outside.
Oh, brother, the buffet.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not a big buffet fan.
Really? I didn't think I've ever heard you mention that.
Yeah, that was a trigger. Yes, it was. It was planned, and it was a...
No, it wasn't. Anyway.
Anyway, that particular one is really something.
I mean, it's glamorous, is what it is.
It's very glamorous.
I have to say, yesterday, we went for Easter, and we went yesterday. And I've been several other times before, because on a beautiful day, there just isn't a better place on the North Shore to eat if you want a leisurely, beautiful, do-it-yourself kind of spread.
Well, it certainly was that.
Yeah, and I feel like the Easter one was probably twice as good food-wise as the one yesterday, but I really do kind of have to give them a pass because they're right on the lakefront. And so there was water everywhere. I mean, not offensively so, but the ground was wet.
Flooding water. There was no flooding.
No, there was no flooding. No. But They have this gorgeous side area that for Easter on both sides was just loaded with white tablecloth tables and families everywhere. And it's, you know, he does a huge catering business too. He caters a lot of movies and stuff like that. So he's got all that stuff. And on the right side, there's a bar, which is a fabulous place to sit if you are looking to just relax, watch the waves come in. A lot of nice outdoor furniture there. It's a really, really nice place. So yesterday they were expecting rain. So they put up this enormous tent that covered, it was just like the biggest tent times three. And when they arrived yesterday morning, the tents had collapsed. So they went in to the day yesterday with tents that had to be jacked up. And it was Sunday, and it was Mother's Day. So when they were calling the company that put up the tents, nobody would pick up the phone. So let's just say that it was a high-stress day for them. So I'm giving them a pass.
Of course.
It was still absolutely fabulously pleasant out there. We sat outside, of course. And It was just a wonderful place. It's like if you could imagine a really glamorous wedding under a white tent with tables and tables of just great food.
Speaking of people, if I could interrupt, well, I'm going to say, wait a minute, I'm going to be polite and save this until until that other wedding.
I wasn't going to say no this time. Go ahead.
Well, we also found ourselves in the company of some friends of ours who invited us to their wedding.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, let's talk about that, but not right now because we're not quite finished with this yet. I don't think so. Mother's Day. But we did this at the Lake House.
Yes.
Which is...
Cannot recommend the Lake House on a Sunday highly enough. Cannot recommend them highly enough. I mean, it's a buffet, so, you know, in Tom's world, that's ooh. And I think the standard price is $33, which is a steal for the spread that's put out there. And I think they have bottomless mimosas. Now, yesterday it was $50.
It's a wonder that people wouldn't object to that because you buy a bottle or a container of some kind, you don't expect it to be leaking out all over the place.
Oh, no. No, you're right.
No.
Wait. Let's. What? You know what? We should get the laughing rules down. Do I have to laugh? I just want... Because I never laugh off mic. I never laugh. So I'm trying to decide if I should feel sorry for you in public.
I just couldn't.
And laugh. I mean, oh, the pressure. I just don't know. What should I do?
I don't know.
Well, you think I should always laugh no matter how ridiculous it is.
Just until I'm unconscious. That's all.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. 260-6368 if you would like to stop the endless drivel.
Okay. Well, I'll be getting back to Mother's Day.
Is it drivel or dribble?
Drivel. D-R-I-V-E-L. Drivel. Silly nonsense.
No, I think, yes, I know, but I think you can also say, no, I know what it means.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you could also say dribble, too.
All right, why not?
Okay.
That's if you're playing basketball, isn't it?
You're dribbling. Tom, that was a sports reference out of your mouth.
You don't think I know.
I can't believe it.
No.
Wow.
Anyway, where are we? We went off into the ditch there for a second. Anyway.
Tom even knows who the Shaq is.
The Shaq?
Yes.
The Shaq. Oh,
very large player. No, you know Shaq, yeah.
I actually shook his hand.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you would remember him, but I was impressed.
There's no way you could have shaken this guy's hands and not taken a
notice.
A notice and beyond that, just like, whoa.
Yes.
This is, what's his name?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. His hands are like, as a matter of fact.
Well, Tom, he's a large human. He's a very large human.
And he's
so he would
athlete,
look funny if he didn't have very large hands.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it's, you're getting exasperated with me over this.
No, over everything else.
Let's
260-6368. 260 menu. Okay, so wait, we got off the track somehow. You were saying, can I interrupt? And then
some friends of ours.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, her name is Mindy, and she was here doing the very job we're doing right now, which is that she produced this radio show for a long time. And she was, then she got married. And we haven't, I was going to say we hadn't seen her since. That's not true. She's still in the middle of everything, and she's the best producer we ever had.
Doug, cover your ears.
Well, she was very.
Are we still on?
Yeah, I think so.
No, you've been cut off.
The Douglas version.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Doug. Anyway.
Well, you know, that statement is like having lamb on Mother's Day.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Anyway, all right. So we had dinner with Mindy, but that was actually a week ago. So I thought you were talking about our other friends whose house we went to the other night.
Yeah. Oh, that was just a... You know, this is something I've been trying to get rolling, and I don't think I have the...
Friends for it?
No, well, that's for darn sure, but the... emphasis, the network of all the people you need to pull this off. But I think that we don't have enough people. Well, let me take it a more positive way. I think we all ought to have dinner with our friends much more often than we do. And I'm not talking about going to a restaurant necessarily. It might be the 1 week you go to somebody else's house, you cook over there, or she cooks for you, or, you know, however it goes. But I think that's a big lacking chunk of our
social
culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
well, first of all, how do you know that no one else does that?
Well,
I mean, you're just
assuming
that they
no
don't.
No one has ever asked me to do it for them. So that right there, I get more than a few little requests like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just because of that, I think, you know, this is an opportunity, or either that, or it's a great idea that just on its own interest is something we ought to do. But so far, I've gotten nowhere with it.
Mm.
One of these days, somebody's going to go for that and blame
That's
it on
because
me.
I'm your social secretary, and I don't feel like it.
No. You might have
There you go.
There. Yeah.
You see? And also because in our case, it requires planning, which we never do.
Yeah, that is our big
so
problem.
So these are all problems. I mean, like, I talk to some people, and I'll say something, and they'll say, oh, I have this friend who is just the most unlikely friend for me. I mean, seriously, it's bizarre, this friendship. But it goes back.
Is this for real?
We were both camp counselors when we were in college, and that's how we met. And she and I are Jack Klugman and Lemon?
Lemon is right, and I think it's Arthur.
No.
Oh.
Doug, help us out. Who's Klugman?
Klugman.
What was the odd couple? Klugman. What was
He's dead.
I know both dead, but I'm saying Klugman. What was his first name?
Jack.
I thought it was Jack too.
I don't either.
Well, anyway, it was Walter Matthau.
Felix.
It was Walter.
That.
It was Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon in one movie, and then it was Jack Klugman, and I don't know who the television character was. But it was the odd couple. And so we're the odd couple is my point. The two of us are the odd couple. And she'd call me up in January, and she goes, look, my friends are coming in May such and such. I was wondering if you wanted to join us. And I just fell down on the ground laughing. I go, May? Did you say May? I haven't got the slightest idea what I'm going to be doing in May. I can't believe you know what you're doing in May. Anyway, so that's part of it, too.
Yeah, I've seen that happen more than a few times before.
260-6368. I think we have to take another break.
6368. Huh? Yeah, I think we're a little overdue, in fact. We'll be back with more of The Food Show in a moment, but first, if you will, this. Oh, hi there. Welcome back. It's The Food Show coming to you from 105.3 FM HD2. If you don't know about the AT2 and all the other stuff, the coded everything, don't worry about it. Just go to the store, a big box store is probably the best place to go. Don't spend a lot of money on it. You don't really need to, but then you'll get the benefit of this radio that is much, much better sounding and reaches out farther than your regular radio does, and that's why we keep talking about it. Our
telephone number. Or you can just listen online.
Or you can do that. You know, you can listen online. You can listen on your computer. On your smartphone, we have a website called radio.com. And boy, is there a lot of stuff on that. And we're all hooked up with them.
But if you go to nomenu.com and click radio, it'll take you to radio.com.
That's right. And lots and lots and lots of stuff there. But anyway, we're pretty happy to a certain extent anyway with our local radio stations that we've enjoyed for so many years. And it's nice to be here with you talking about eating and everything else that goes with eating. We at the moment, we've been exploring the whole idea of Mother's Day and who got good Mother's Day and who got not so good Mother's
Day. Well, I want to know what that woman whose new husband, I think, was dismissing the concept of Mother's Day and was going to, quote, throw a hamburger at her. So no, I wonder how she's feeling today.
Is that for real?
That's what he said. 260-6368. If you're out there and that's you, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you.
Was this Hmm? Was this somebody on the news or where?
No, he was talking to us. He said he's going to ignore Mother's Day. And at your peril, like all those guys who say they're going to ignore Valentine's Day. Hi, Gregory. Gregory's on the phone.
Oh, well.
Hey, Marianne.
It all adds up
Tom.
Now. Hello,
Happy
there.
New
Come
year.
On in.
Do I have to do the Happy New Year thing? Oh, no. What?
No, you don't have to.
Thank you.
It's kind of
what
a tradition
that, anyway?
Tom and I like to keep going.
What do you mean by that?
You guys are a hoot. I like the beach house, too, when I'm over there.
Lake house? The lake house?
Yeah, I mean...
Because there's a lake house and there's a beach house right behind it.
Right.
And they're completely different. They're completely different.
It certainly is different.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you where we went for Mother's Day in there. I was with friends. My mom passed away many, many years ago. Actually, it was 40 days ago yesterday, but I was still with a bunch of friends. No. I'll come to grips with that.
Okay.
But it was just funny that it landed on Mother's Day this year.
Yeah.
1979, May 12th. Anyway, we went to the Carrollton Market, and they do a brunch there now, Tom, that'll knock your socks off. And
they do everything great there.
Who's
this?
Carrollton Market.
Oh, yeah. They're really a good place to eat.
Oh, were they good? And they do one dish I don't think Marianne would like so much. But
they take
their day-old cinnamon buns, and they make a pan pardue, and then they grill the foie gras and put the foie gras on top of the cinnamon bun with this buttery kind of savory sauce on top, but it still has sugar in it. I think you.
I was about to say that sounds like that elf scene where he's putting the sugar in the spaghetti. That Tom would love that. Tom would love that. He would.
It is delicious. It is delicious. Foie gras.
Do they have any real food there? What was the real food stuff? Oh, they had foie gras on top of a cinnamon bun.
On top of a day-old cinnamon bun. They made it to pan pardue, which is French toast, you know,
Yeah. And they had foie gras on top of that. Wow, that's interesting.
It just melted in your mouth. So that was a starter. But they also had steaks. They had a couple of chicken dishes, and they certainly had plenty of fish. I mean, right now
I love that place. I haven't been in a long time.
Well. It's not a very big place, but
right, yeah.
The service was terrific, and everything came out bam, bam, bam. You know, not too fast, not too slow either. You know, but it was just a lovely place, and I had never had foie gras prepared that way, and I didn't
I'll
know
bet.
What the time I had foie gras done on a sweet side, which is really amazing. It was creamy and just.
You see that pretty often, actually, but I don't like it.
Isn't foie gras usually done with some kind of preserves or some, something sweet?
I wouldn't say as a regular thing, but
really?
It's not uncommon. I've seen it before like that.
Well, there was a lot of fat involved, so that's for sure.
That's
because
no
of the foie
idea.
Gras itself.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, what do you think that that first word means in French?
It means a fat liver, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't it mean?
Okay.
Yeah, fat.
Foie gras.
Fat liver.
Yeah. Fat liver. That's what it means.
Oh, that's really appetizing sounding. I love that. have you ever seen the Jim Gaffigan? Have you ever seen the Jim Gaffigan sketch on Cinnabon? The place Cinnabon?
No, I haven't.
Look it up on YouTube.
Cinnabon is good.
Oh, yeah. It's obscenely funny. Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad you guys had a great weekend. Tom, you said when you signed off, I think you were on for all 45 minutes on Saturday, that you're going to be on Sunday, and no time on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but at the last minute I called them up, and they said, we're not doing it today. Oh, well, fair enough. On Mother's
Sports
Day,
Radio.
Not a good... What's that?
No. I'm kind of glad, but I was kind of hoping for a show from you from your kitchen cooking for Marianne.
that would have been fun.
How you used to
no.
do that. I remember 20 years ago when Jude and Mary Lee were still at home, he would do his show from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And tell us all about cook and everything.
That's when there
was
that's when there was cooking going on in the kitchen, but now there hasn't been any cooking going on in the kitchen for a very long time.
Fine memories here. Every year.
Even I gave up on the cooking from the kitchen. So, you know, I was the last holdout.
Hey, Tom says there's one thing you make that nobody else makes better.
Oh, that's true.
Hash brown potatoes.
I would actually expand that to two things.
Oh, what's the
I think I make the best mac and cheese, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't do that anymore, according to Tom.
That's what I'm saying. We don't. There's no cooking that goes on. We did Thanksgiving.
They do it. It's just not the kind of macaroni.
Oh, do we have to hear your poor, sad saga about mac and cheese being
it's
kid
all right.
food?
No.
Well,
tell
anyway,
them whatever you want to tell them.
I could talk to you guys all day. I really
Boy,
could. I
just, talk about a boring.
Well, we're
show.
Available. That's for sure. 260-6368.
Right. Bye, Marianne. Bye, Tom. Bye.
Hey, what kind of little dog is that you have there, Gregory? Oh, he's gone. We'll have
yep.
to ask.
You don't
him,
have
sorry.
A dog?
No, he has a dog barking in the background.
Oh, imagine that.
Speaking of which, there'll be no visit of a panting dog today. He's outside.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's outside.
Oh, you mean our dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. He works hard the rest of the year.
Stays up all night barking. 260-6368 is the number. You know, Doug gave me the name of the person who was Jack Klugman's foil in the TV version of The Odd Couple, and that was not Lemon at all, of course, because he was with Walter Matthau for the TV, but it was Tony Randall.
Tony Randall.
Which reminds me now of the passing of Doris Day, because Tony Randall was in a lot of her movies with Rock Hudson, and that was just a great little trio and a fun, fun series. So, too bad. Doris Day passed away at 97 today.
I always thought she was a really great singer.
I thought she was a really great everything.
Yeah, that could be said, too. But, you know, I remember among, you know, the typical kind of guys I hang around with who listen to 1940s radio all the time, it gets past them, you know, the artistry that she had. And they would, you know, come out with all the other ones that are supposedly much, much better.
Oh, you mean this is like a... It's like a geek fest when you were talking
to
guys
kinda,
like,
kinda
you know,
like that, yeah.
Besotted with the 40s. Sean, did you say?
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Sean. Hi, Sean.
Sean,
yes,
welcome
hey.
To the food show.
Love y'all. Excited to be on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I was calling to say... I just ate some fantastic red beans and rice.
Yeah.
At a place called Grigri's.
Oh,
Grigri.
Yeah.
I think that Grigri was the best new restaurant of 2018. I thought it was a terrific restaurant with a really interesting menu. It's got a great view of the river and the Garden District and. Up there on the second floor, that's a really cool space to sit down and have a dinner. If the weather is good, of course,
I don't care if the weather's bad.
I know.
Sean, what else did you have with your red beans?
So I had dumplings, chicken and dumplings.
Oh, I like those. Yeah.
And, of course, I had sweet tea with lemon and a salad with ranch dressing. It was really good. The red beans and rice were fantastic. It is styled like the Copeland's kind of creamy style red beans. And I was going to connect one more with those red beans and rice. Is there's a place on in Gretna on Huey P. Long Avenue. It's called the Depot. That style red beans, really, really good.
Don't know it.
Is this actually in the old Depot? By any chance?
No. It's right beside. It's right beside it, though. There's a rail car that's kind of in the middle where the farmer's market is.
Oh.
And but
I
it's good.
Know they I still had one.
Are we talking West Wego here?
No, Gretna.
I'm sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right on Huey P. Long Avenue. There's several really good little places to eat right there. There's like Huey P's Pizza and. But I really like the depot. Gretna Depot is fantastic. They have like a steak thing on Saturdays. You can get for like $20. It's a nice steak and a potato. And they do what Tom loves, fresh cut French fries.
Ooh. Yeah, you caught my attention immediately.
Yeah. You know, I think Crazy Johnny's introduced the concept that you don't have to pay $50 to have a good steak.
Yeah, I think
that's a safe assumption.
Unfortunately, that's the place I never got to eat.
No?
Well, there's still, like you said, there your place that you're talking about, that's a good steak for about $20. I think that over on the North Shore, Antini's has like a Thursday steak night. A lot of people have a certain steak night. I know Porter and Luke has a steak night. I think it's also Thursday. I don't know what it is about Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know
anyway,
what it is. I mean, it is more
if
uniform
it's Thursday,
than your,
it's
your,
steak night.
Yeah, Katie's. They have one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and then what's the guy with the Wabbit.
Oh, yeah. Have you been to DeWabbit over there?
No, you know what? I haven't gotten steak there, but their fried chicken is out of this world.
Is it so good?
Speaking
of fried chicken, Carl's Fried Chicken tonight at the Roosevelt Fountain Lounge.
Oh yeah,
have you had that?
No, but I have the privilege of driving people around town. I do Lyft and Uber, and I tell them about the money. Matter of fact, I told them that y'all were on the, I guess y'all were on the roof or something by a pool.
Yes,
we were.
Last Monday, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I told them about Carl's, but I had been seeing that for a while, but I just haven't gotten over there yet.
It's so good.
Definitely.
Now, talk about red beans. I'm not crazy about the red beans because I think that you and I maybe have a different idea of what the best red beans are. I like more definition of bean and less of, you know,
cream.
Less cream, more bean for me. These are kind of a little too creamy for me. But as for everything else there, the fried chicken is absolutely incredible. And the biscuit's pretty good. And the coleslaw is really good, too. And it's a great price. It's like $18.95. So
and
if you like fried
about,
chicken,
Carl?
Monday nights at the Fountain Lounge. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do
gotta
that.
Got to make it in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
And this,
very busy, though. Do a reservation. What?
Didn't y'all say that there's a different chef or something on a day of the week or something on top of the roof or something?
Oh, on Thursdays they have this thing every Thursday, which is like,
yeah, okay.
I think it's like a happy hour from 5:30 to 7:30, and they have a food truck, and it's the rooftop bar, and it's the only time that the rooftop bar becomes sort of public. I think you could even go swimming there, too.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. It's really, they got a lot of fun stuff happening over there. It's for the 125th anniversary.
Well, they don't.
Well, thank y'all so much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you for
260-6368. Kirk is on the phone. We have time? Yeah.
Kirk, welcome.
Hey, happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
Oh, no, it's going now. That's two.
What's going?
Go ahead, Kirk.
I was actually going to call with a restaurant review on Grigri, which ate with some friends, and your last caller just talked about it. Anyway, I was just it's an endorsing.
Did the
it,
last
I guess.
Caller was, spur you to call?
No,
or
I was on hold. I heard him through the phone.
Oh wow! Okay.
A couple of things impressed me. One is the atmosphere there, which apparently they inherited from a restaurant that didn't work out in the location. Somebody spent a lot of money on the building before the current restaurant got the benefit of
it. It's very nice when that happens
work.
And you inherit that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But also what impressed me was I was concerned. Well, I met some friends from D.C. there. They were in town for the Jazz Fest, and they came in and they had looked at some online app to make a recommendation for a restaurant. And so I said, okay, well, I'll go to this place and check it out. But it lived up to whatever
the app
said.
Oh, it's delish. Yeah, it's really good.
Uh-huh. And I was also impressed that, and this might explain the Copeland-esque red beans the last call I talked about, is that the chef who came in and introduced himself, Eric, is from Maraby.
He ought to know
how
to make red
beans
anyway.
So it was nice to see a local guy who apparently had not, cut his teeth at Rocky and Carlos. He apparently is chefed elsewhere. than in the parish.
Hey, what's wrong with Rocky and Carlos? Actually,
nothing,
I don't know the answer to that.
Style.
I have only been one time.
I didn't. Well, the we didn't get a quarter pan of macaroni and cheese, so I told me it wasn't there. But also, I had another restaurant review, which I really enjoyed, also on the West Bank, as the last caller made, called Banana Blossom.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
On Bell Chase Highway?
No, it's on, it could be, yeah, but I think it changed its name.
Yeah, it's out there by, it's right close to, what's the street that goes all the way, like, sideways?
It's perpendicular, the road's perpendicular to the expressway, and it has the old Davy Crockett fire station on it, and and another, the
red. That is a really good place.
Restaurant on it.
Yes.
It's really good, and the atmosphere is very nice, and you wouldn't know you were on the West Bank except the menu had pictures. And
pictures of what?
Hey, what's wrong with the West Bank? A lot of people are going to say, hey, what's wrong with the West Bank?
Wait a minute. I didn't say anything was wrong with either.
Okay.
So they were different.
They are different. Anyway, they are different, yeah.
They are different.
Well,
both were very good.
It's been a lot of fun shooting the breeze with you. We have gotten to the news.
All right.
Stay on
Thanks
if you
for
want
calling.
To. You can call us back. We will continue with more of the food show after we check on the news from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, here on WWL FM HD1, Kenner, New Orleans. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.